This new government, for me, is not a surprise because it shows that the main figures of the former government, that means the Foreign Affairs Minister, the Defense Minister, and the Finance Minister also, but there is also the coming back of the Security Minister, who a few years ago was at this same place, and who today is seen as one of the main figures of the ruling party and the government, General Alain Guillaume Bunyoni. It seems like it's a government of not inclusion, but maybe fighting against those that we have to confront.
I think it was last week that I spoke to the Foreign Affairs Minister who has been reappointed, Alain Nyamitwe, and he said that the government was ready to form a more inclusive government. Now you are saying that the new government seems to be one that will be more repressive than inclusive. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm afraid it will be like that, because if you look at the main ministers, the people who are in those positions are the same people from the same ruling party. I don't see nothing inclusive in this new government. As it has been said by many observers, if you look at what is going on every day, people arrested, people tortured, people are disappearing, and many people say it's the police or the intelligence that is doing those things. It's quite clear that what is going on maybe is just a continuation of what we've been witnessing in the last months.
The government had promised also that it will respect the Arusha Accord. So maybe the government is going to do more later.
It was not possible at this level to have a more maybe inclusive government, because who are the ones who could be included in this government when we know that there is no opposition political party that gets more than 5% at the last election. So it's normal that maybe most of the people in the government belong to the ruling party. It's natural. And if they talk about changing the constitution, it's rather a problem, because there are a lot of controversial topics when you say that you're going to change the constitution. But at the benefits of the government today, the way the President Nkurunziza formed this government is a natural way. It's normal, because they are the only ones who were supposed to be in that government. So there's no surprise about that. There is no way to do something more inclusive if they respect the constitution.
Amnesty International came out Monday with a report on Burundi's security and how it probably forced people to confess to crimes. Has there been any reaction there from the government about the Amnesty International report?
Maybe there will be some in the coming days, but they will be really in trouble with these things. Those things, they have been doing them during the daylight. Some people are arrested during the night, but most of the people also are also arrested during the daylight. So they will be in trouble, really in trouble, to explain what is going on, because policemen arrest people, and those people find them a few days later dead bodies. It's a serious problem that the country is facing today, the fear that is around. And the anger that is going around is really dangerous in this country today.